we will reach 100% of the addresses that we're intending to knock on doors. I have no doubts about that.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, I speak with Jeff Baylor, the director for the Census Bureau's New York Regional Office. The New York Regional Office oversees data collection, data dissemination, and geographic operations in Puerto Rico, Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont. This year, the census has to get its work done 1 month earlier than previously expected, by September 30th, according to NPR reporting this week. And just a note, the line can be a little challenging during this interview. I spoke with Jeff during Tuesday's high winds and rain. Jeff, thanks for being here. As we speak right now, how would you characterize efforts to get everyone counted in this round of the census? What remains to be done?
Yeah, I can tell you, first off, the efforts have been amazing. And these are efforts by our partners, elected officials, community-based organization leaders, faith-based leaders, community organizers, just getting the word out over the past 2 years on how important the census is, because, you know, COVID really struck New York State. And right at the beginning, when census was starting its data collection back on March 12th. And while the rates, they lag a little bit behind the national average, I think it's amazing given where we're at right now, because so many partners had these really cool plans in March and April and May to bring their communities together. But whether it's a local library, talk about the census. And then before people leave, have them sit down at a computer and fill out the census right then and there, and their staff there to support them. So that was something that was taken away. That was something that partners couldn't do, which I think is a big component of the census. So we're getting ready to go into our effort now where we knock on doors, and we'll be hiring, you know, tens of thousands of employees across New York State to knock on the doors of those addresses that have yet to respond and collect that information in person.
I believe, based on your biography, this will be the third census round that you've been through, you know, since we, as per the Constitution, do this every 10 years. How does this compare to past efforts that you've seen in your career?
Yeah, this is my third census. This has been, without a doubt, the most challenging census that we've had, and primarily due to COVID and some of the reasons I mentioned, and just, you know, shifting the operational schedule, you know, stopping an operation in midstream because it wasn't safe for the public and it wasn't safe for our employees to be out there. But again, I point to our partners who have been amazing, you know, especially during, you know, in March and April when they could have hit the pause button and everyone would have understood. They re-engineered themselves. They went virtual and they were hosting, you know, webinars or social media events. You know, now we see them, they invite us to come to food distribution sites and to outdoor activities, maybe festivals, street festivals that are outside.
We covered your visit to Albany in September 2019 when things were gearing up for the census count. Now, you were quoted in an NPR story that ran on our airwaves this week when it was announced that the census would wrap up its counting efforts a month earlier than expected. Will you be able to get your work done in that shortened period of time?
We will. We weren't anticipating of needing that entire all the way up until October 31st. We have done an amazing job, many thanks to our partners and our staff on the ground, in recruiting applicants. And we've been hiring applicants over the past, I'd say, 6 weeks, training them virtually. We changed the way we train them to make it safe for those employees. And they're starting to knock on doors right now, and they're going to get out there. And it's important to know, too, it's not too late for households to self-respond, because every household in the region can go online at 2020census.gov and fill it out on a smartphone or a tablet. They can call one of our toll-free telephone numbers. For English, it's 844-330-2020, and provide their information over the phone. Or if they still have that questionnaire, you know, hanging on their fridge, take it down, fill it out, mail it back in. That'll save us from having to knock on your door. We certainly understand there's people who don't want someone knocking on their door. The easiest thing to do is to go online today and fill it out.
What's your understanding of why that decision was made, though?
I unfortunately, I'm not a part of those conversations. I know that, by law, we have to provide the apportionment counts to the president by December 31st of this year and shortly thereafter to the Congress. So it's important that we get the data collection activity done as quickly as possible. But still doing it the right way. We will reach 100% of the addresses that we're intending to knock on doors. I have no doubts about that.
I have a kind of stupid question for you, and I hope you'll be able to humor me. You know, we've been covering the census here at WAMC in the Northeast, and oftentimes we'll do a story that says, you know, 62% of residents in Albany County have been counted so far. So if we know what percent have been counted and we know what percent hasn't been counted, why is it so important to reach that remaining percentage of the 100? If we know where they are and who they are, why do we still have to knock on those doors?
Yeah, and that's not a stupid question. That's a great question. The percentages that we release right now are the self-response rate. So these are not the percentages of people, but the percentages of households or addresses that have responded to the census. So, if you know, nationally we're at 63%. That means 37% of the addresses across the country have not submitted a 2020 census response. And in some areas that makes sense because we have seasonal homes where the people may not be at, or we have vacant homes where the people may not be at. And then we know we have homes that are inhabited, and those people just for one reason or another haven't filled it out yet. And that's what doors will do. It will get to that 37% nationally to make sure they get another opportunity to be counted in the 2020 census.
I think there's a lot of concern that the people who have been counted are, you know, basically groups that are doing okay when we do demographics in the U.S. And the people that haven't been counted yet are more lower income people, minority communities. So are you worried at all about not being able to get an accurate count of that demographic?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. When you look at the self-response rates across the nation, it's typically our urban areas, our more densely populated areas, communities of color, communities where there, a language barrier may exist, new immigrant communities, a lot of renters or complex living situations in which multiple families live in a single family dwelling. And historically, knocking on doors has been a good way to ensure those communities get counted because we hire locally. We hire people who speak that language or live in that community because they are trusted. And that's a big piece of it. And when we're knocking on doors, we remind people that it is safe, you know, that the data is protected under Title 13, that they, you know, we cannot share their data with any housing authority, with no local, state, or federal law enforcement agency at any time for any reason. We don't ask for citizenship status. We don't ask for Social Security numbers or bank card, credit card, or money at any time. And that's important to note. So the knocking on doors is a critical piece of something we do every census, and we're confident we're going to be able to knock on every door. We're going to get every community counted.
How is the region that you oversee doing compared to the rest of the country?
Yeah, so we definitely have some bright spots. You look at Connecticut and Massachusetts, New Jersey, all I think exceeding expectations. And in light of COVID-19, and again, it affected this region more so than any other region at the start of data collection. You go back, March 12th was the start of the census. That's when people could go online, called in over the phone. That's when we started our mail out. That's when things started shutting down throughout our area in the New York region. So it definitely impacted us more. It impacted the partners who had some pretty cool events scheduled. But again, we have time, and we have to be in this end of September. We have partners who are out there every day talking about the census, hosting events, inviting us to come and bring our tablets. And we are going to work tirelessly to ensure that every household gets the opportunity to self-respond, to make sure they understand what's at stake for their community for the next 10 years, to talk about the federal funding, many programs that they may use or family members or neighbors may use for, you know, Medicare or Medicaid or food stamps or TANF or WIC, or whether it's improving the roads and the infrastructure and the transit systems in a community, or the education for their kids, from national school lunch and breakfast programs to ensuring there's enough supplies in the classroom to Head Start or Pell Grants. And then when you look at the strain that we've had as a result of COVID-19, I can't think of a better reason to fill out your 2020 census and to support your local healthcare officials and communities. Make sure they have enough supplies, that there's enough hospital beds in the community, there's enough hospitals or ambulances in the community. Make sure the people who are making the decisions about how we restart and kind of get back to whatever the new normal is have the best data possible to make informed decisions, educated decisions for our communities. And how we do that is everyone go online to 2020census.gov and fill out your census today.
I just have a couple more questions for you, Jeff. Since you deal in raw data in the collection of just strictly numbers, the census data is eventually used for reapportionment for state houses and for Congress. So does gerrymandering bother you personally?
Yeah, our focus right now is just to make sure we get nothing matters if we don't get a complete and accurate count. And that's what we have to be focused on. And that's exactly what we're focused on. We have to make sure we get into those hard to count communities. We get into the urban areas. We work with the partners who are the trusted voices. And again, that has to be our focus. We have to be laser focused now through the end of September to make sure we get a complete and accurate count.
Okay. Last thing, after the count is done, what does your job look like in the run up to the next round of counting? And what does your office do in between?
Yeah, great question. A lot of people don't realize we are out there every day knocking on doors, not just in the years ending in zero. So when you see the unemployment rate come out the first Friday of every month, we collect that data for the Bureau of Labor Statistics, who releases the unemployment rate. Same with the Consumer Price Index. You look at housing starts, crime indices. We collect data for the Center for Disease Control, the National Institute of Health, National Health Institute of Statistics, excuse me. And then probably the richest set of data this country has, the American Community Survey, you know, providing characteristics of every community for community-based organizations to, you know, when they apply for grants, they have to use American Community Survey data because it is so rich and it is released every year for every community across the country. So we have, while everyone knows about the census and the years ending in zero, we are out there working hard throughout the decade.
Jeff Baylor is the director for the Census Bureau's New York Regional Office. You got your work cut out for you over the next few weeks. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us. Appreciate it.
All right, anytime. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Take care.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safe. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.